Welcome back to Match Lynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. With a lot of people on the line, I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Next up is Gina Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind?
Great. A lot on my mind. I'll stick to one thing because you have a lot of callers. No one attempts to attack the United States with military weapons. They have a much more effective and efficient means of destroying America through divide and conquer by utilizing lies, deception, hatred, and military weapons in the arms of civilians. And that's my comment for today. Thank you, Matt. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, Gene, that's a very good point. Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that is what is happening absolutely right now. We are the strongest country in the world and in history, militarily, economically, and in our values, our constitution. We have a system of liberal democracy with enlightened capitalism where there's a safety net, and yet we're a capitalist economy. And yet, for some reason, we're being torn apart. And this urge towards violence, you cannot have democracy with violence. You cannot have capitalism with violence. And people are beginning to realize that in the Republican Party, among the business community, violence is destabilizing. And violent talk, it starts with violent talk. And so the Republican Party needs more people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And that's just the size of it. We're going on in order. Robert of West Alice, my friend. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind?
Tired of listening to PJ's stupid comments. I mean, that they're just exasperating. I mean, gas prices are high, but, you know, Jared Kushner took about $2 billion from the Saudis, you know, the Trump friends who have turned off the spigot at the pump. The other thing is crime is high in the cities. What we don't talk about very often is people come from suburban areas and go into these cities and commit carnage. You know, the guy that came from Wisconsin or Pennsylvania with the U-Haul truck and went into New York City and gunned people down on the subway, is that a New York City crime problem? Or is that one of these people that are unhinged, you know, taking vengeance out on folks? But really what I want to talk about is I think we need to deschedulize marijuana, and we need to kind of get our prisons open. You know, we've had a 50-year failure on the war on drugs, and we need a war on domestic terrorism. So everyone takes an oath to protect the country against enemies, foreign and domestic. What we're seeing is domestic enemies, whether it was the person that killed Judge Romer, whether it was this retired cop, Felipe, whatever his name is there, who was caught at the Capitol with ammunition in his car on Friday, or whether it was the people that tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer earlier that got off in court. What we're seeing is a radicalized, violent part of the GOP, and we need to call these people out for what they are. They're terrorists. And we need to fill up our prisons with them. They need to be arrested and held to account. And we need to squash this violent, extreme element in the Republican Party.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Robert. That's a mouthful. You're going from cannabis to the other, and all excellent comments. Thank you very, very much. Go to the next caller, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'll agree with CBJ on one thing, the violence. But his party is the party that won't even address the most basic gun laws. You know, there's three things pending that I see that are ripe for the picking for Democrats. The gun issue, Roe v. Wade, and the January 6th thing come this Thursday. And we're at a crossroads as a country, in my mind, Matt, because if these people get back in power or somebody like Trump, you will not recognize this country within a year, year and a half. You want to talk about craziness and anarchy, it'll be out of control like you've never seen if you ever put them back in power.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think a couple of things. One is, you know, right now, there's kind of an uneasy peace in an odd way. It's a stalemate. It's an impasse between Republicans and Democrats, and some stuff gets through. But that's only because in Wisconsin, Evers has the veto. And in the federal level, there is some bipartisanship on some laws. For instance, in the State of the Union address, Biden pointed out that he'd signed about 82 bills that had bipartisan support. And for one was the Ukraine aid bill. Another one was the hard infrastructure. But the fact of the matter is, and I'll be blunt about it, the filibuster is killing us. And Manchin and Sinema won't vote to suspend it. And I'm going to give just a quick comment and go back to the lines. You don't have to suspend the filibuster in general. You can do it for individual bills only, and a majority can do it. The irony is the majority can say, no, 60 votes are not necessary, only 50 are, but the majority has to say that. And Manchin Sinema won't say it. My concept would be this. Say it for voting rights, and say it for gun safety. Just flat out say that AR-50, that assault weapons are military weapons. They should not be in the hands of civilians, and there's got to be universal background checks and no more gun shows and private sales. Just say that. But Moscow Mitch will veto it, and a Manchin Sinema won't override the veto for that one bill. In other words, say the filibuster suspended. Now, why are they doing that? Moscow Mitch did it when he was majority leader. He did it for two things, for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. If he hadn't done that, these Supreme Court appointments wouldn't have gone through. And if he hadn't done that, some of the crookedest members of Trump's cabinet wouldn't have gone through. He did it. And he'll do it again. If he ever got in as majority leader, he'll do it again. And we're going, well, we're like Caesar's wife beyond reproach. Oh, reproach. Woe is me. Of course, we wouldn't do it. Well, Jack, they did it. They did it. They'll do it again. And it is the filibuster that is keeping all of this out of legislation. Mark from the SAC, you're next, my friend. What's on your mind, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, briefly, I think Supreme that McConnell did it for not only Supreme Court judges, but he also did it for other judicial appointments that the president made. That's the way that Trump was able to appoint all the various and sundry judges that he appointed that are wreaking havoc on our judicial system. And either I've read too little history or too much history, because that I hear this crap about critical race theory that the Republicans, you know, one of the dividing issues Republicans are preaching is they don't want critical race theory taught in schools. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, because we had a history book series around when I was a kid called the American Heritage History Books. And they're a bunch of thin volumes that, you know, covered American history. But they had pictures of the slave ships in there. And, I mean, I saw those at like 6 or 7 years old and, you know, paging through these things. And is that critical race theory that, you know, exposed kids, you know, in grade school to the fact that there was slavery in this country? Is that critical race theory? The Republicans don't want people to feel bad about things, and they claim that they want you to feel. What's amazing is that part of Christianity is you're supposed to feel guilty about everything. At least Catholics are, but you're not supposed to feel history. You're not supposed to feel bad about what other people have done to other people, even though you don't have personal responsibility for it. But the lack of empathy that we're supposed to not feel anymore for our fellow man is reflected in, you know, the violence that we're seeing in our society. I mean, you got these shooters going out there that, without regard to the humanity of the people that they're killing, they're just going out there and then killing people because they have no empathy anymore. Or
right. Well, the thing is, something's got to be done. And you can't force people to have empathy, but you can say that civilians do not have military weapons. Civilians, we already say they can't have machine guns. And they are, I got news for you. An AR-15, AK-47 is more powerful than a machine gun in the 1930s. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. Be back right after the break.